Chapter 23. But there were never really was a vote. It got bogged down in some legal technicality that a lawyer present from Collicidated brought forth. After the meeting, Mrs. Benjamin Jennings walked us outside, one arm around each of us. "It's not over yet," she said. I rode back to Rocky Harbor in the car with Marina and her mother. No one talked much on the way back. We haven't made up our minds yet as to where we'll live. Mrs. Reerson told me it will be a joint decision for Marina and me. I just don't know if Rocky Harbor is the right place. There are just so many. She paused and groped for the right word. So many feelings. I just don't know. I was pretty surprised that Bud told me I could come back and pump gas in the mornings. I guess he had a soft spot for me and my effort to save the ducks. "You're a hard worker," he told me on the phone. "I'm willing to keep you on. Just stop taking so many gosh darn vacations." I read the daily news each morning when I got to work and kept an eye out for articles written by Nick. Nothing much exciting. He covered a softball all-star game, the opening of a supermarket, and a story about house breakings. But then one day I saw something that made my heart skip a beat. I couldn't believe the headline. Dial pulls out a deal with regional authority. Front page stuff, and Nick had the byline. A company spokesman for Dial Chemical has announced that his company has decided to pull out of the agreement to have its chemical waste burn at the proposed Rocky Harbor incinerator. Dial cites inaccuracies in the original study concerning the facility and an impending change in company policy towards waste disposals as discussed at a recent shareholders meeting of a parent company, Consolidated Holdings. A Dial spokesman suggests that there is little or no possibility of renegotiating the deal. A clause in the original agreement allows Dial to pull out without penalty. Councillor Ed Keller with the regional authority says that the construction of the second chemical waste incinerator is put permanently on hold. He adds that locally this will mean a loss of many jobs slated for the construction work and at least 20 permanent jobs at the facility. Many people around here reading this article would think it was bad news. Lost money, lost jobs. But I understood what it meant. Dial didn't want the bad publicity with the public or with its shareholders. The regional authority was left holding the bag. Bud was sitting at his desk, engrossed in the sports pages, when I grabbed his paper and forced his attention to the first page headline. He read it out loud. "This means they won't kill off all the birds?" he asked. "Maybe," I said. "Then I'll still be able to shoot some geese for Christmas dinner." He knew how important the headline was to me. He was just trying to rattle my bones. I wasn't about to get into a debate about hunting right now. "Watch out, one of these years, those geese are gonna start shooting back. Probably some crazed environmentalist will figure out how to reach him to do just that." "I gotta go," I said. "Can you get someone to cover me?" Bud looked real annoyed. But then, he always looked annoyed. "Only if you work 2 hours for the same pay as every hour you take off." "I'll work 4 hours for every hour I take off," Bud smiled. "Deal." I got on my bike and burned rubber all the way to Marina's. I had the paper under my arm. When I got there, she and her mother were packing. "You can't," I said. "You can't leave. We won." I handed her the paper. Marina started to cry as she came over and put her arms around me. "We did it," she said. "Yeah, we did it, you and me." But she kept crying, harder now, sobbing into my shoulder. I could feel her whole body shudder. "I just wish my dad could be here for this. I just wish he was still alive." And then Mrs. Reisen, who had been standing watching us, broke into tears and had to go outside. I think we will still have to leave, Marina said. It feels wrong here without him. We can't live in Kolvotn either. That would feel wrong too. We have to go somewhere different. We have to start over. It's what my mom wants. Is that what you want? I asked, brushing the tears out of her face and kissing her lightly on the cheek. That doesn't matter right now. What I feel doesn't matter. I'm so glad for you, for us. We did something good, but I don't know if it really changes anything. It changes everything, I said, but let's not talk about it now. I want you and your mom to come over this afternoon. We'll have a picnic at my house out by the harbor. It's not often we have a chance to celebrate, so let's celebrate while the celebrating is good. You can't say no. And I didn't give her a chance. I called home. Hi, Mom. Chris, we heard. It's amazing. Your father's going wild. It's the first time I've seen him this happy in years. I'm bringing Marina and her mom over for a picnic, okay? We want to celebrate. You bet. I'll get working on it. It's just what we need, a celebration.